For Boomer in the Bluffs News, I'm Carla James. Starting today, there will be a traffic pattern shift on southbound Harrison at Canesville. Due to the narrow width of the existing two lanes, the left lane will be eliminated. Southbound Harrison will be one lane at Canesville. The traffic signals will continue to have dedicated north-south facing so that only one direction will be going at a time. Authorities are asking for the public's help in finding missing 17-year-old Micah Otten of Council Bluffs, who was last seen on July 5th. Anyone with information is asked to contact Council Bluffs Police or call 515-725-6036. The West Fair Capital Campaign Committee announced a $100,000 leadership contribution from the Baumgars Family Foundation. Money will go to fund infrastructure developments for the new regional master plan and officially secure naming rights for the Baumgars Community Commons. This is an ongoing $10 million public goal. For details, go to westfair.org. CHI Health Mercy in Council Bluffs will end labor and delivery care effective August 31st. Patients will be transitioned to facilities in Omaha, 15 minutes away. The hospital states it has become difficult to sustain the provider's coverage and specialized clinical support needed for those services, including level 2 NICU. Services will continue through their CHI health clinic, and they will work with patients to ensure a smooth transition. Flags will be at half-staff today in honor and remembrance of Iowa native U.S. Air Force Major Brad Hovey. He was a pilot with the 419th Flights Test Squadron at Edwards Air Force Base in California. He was killed during a B-52 flight test mission on June 15th. Main Street Minden, delay but not deterred, is July 11th, tomorrow at 10 a.m. There is a parade, pancake feed, car show, food, and more as the community honors their history and resilience. For Boomer in the Bluffs News, I'm Carla James.